is a former Washington Redskins executive about ready to do a good turn for students here in the Washington, D.C. area and around the country. Well, posthumously, yes. Let's talk for a moment about Jack Kent Cook. You probably know that name. He's a man who came from very humble beginnings, actually, and managed to put together over the course of his lifetime quite a media empire of radio stations, cable TV interests, magazines, newspapers, and some rather prestigious sports teams, the Washington Redskins being one of them. Jack Kent Cook passed away in 1997. He left behind quite a huge, huge fortune and a foundation that actually serves up scholarship opportunities each and every year to students. Joining us to talk about it, he was here, it was exactly 365 days ago, I believe. Harold Levy is the executive director of the Jack Kent Cook Foundation. Joining us once again on our guest line here at WMAL. Harold Levy, Happy New Year once again. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, good to talk to you. I think it was last year when you joined us, me, here on this program. You were fairly new in your position, if I recall correctly, at the Jack Kent Cook Foundation. Last year was a great year for students vis-a-vis the foundation, and looks like you've got another great year planned. What's going on?
Absolutely. We've got a series of conferences planned and a series of scholarship opportunities, as well as our Good Neighbor grants. So we're active in all kinds of ways. We also were the prime sponsor of the White House College Opportunity Summit, and one of our scholars actually introduced the president. So we've been very, very busy and have lots and lots to do. This year, we're really looking forward to giving students scholarships. Exceptionally high-performing students from low and moderate income backgrounds have an opportunity to get $40,000 a year scholarships. And if we get them in seventh grade, which is one of our entry points for young scholars, they can potentially last on our scholarship route for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
You can do the math. This is the largest scholarship in the country. It's quite extraordinary, and I'm very, very pleased to be heading it.
Harold Levy is the executive director of what is known as the Jack Kent Cook Foundation. He's on our guest line here at WMAL. For those, apart from my introduction here, for those who are unfamiliar of the work of the foundation, Harold, tell us a little bit more about the background and what led up to these extraordinary events today.
Well, Jack Kent Cook, as you said, was the owner, among other things, of the Redskins, and he was a self-made man. He came from Canada and built up a cable TV network. At one point, he owned the Chrysler Building in New York City. He owned the L.A. Lakers. He was quite an extraordinary sports entrepreneur. And as a legacy, when he passed away, he left $700 million for exceptionally high-performing, low-income students. Every year, the Scholarship Foundation gives out several hundred very valuable scholarships to these exceptionally high-performing kids. And we scour the country to get nominations. Teachers can nominate, students can nominate themselves. Parents who have kids who are exceptionally talented can nominate as well. And we also sponsor music scholarship at From the Top. These are unique opportunities. Think of it like a Baby Rhodes scholarship.
Mm-hmm.
It's for the kids who get it, it's life-changing.
It would certainly appear as such. Harold Levy, the Good Neighbor Grant Program, you made reference to that just moments ago. My understanding is that this is focused on students in Northern Virginia and in the state of Maryland and in the district as well. Can you tell us more about that specific subset of program, if you will?
The purpose of the Good Neighbor Grant Program is to support youth-serving nonprofit organizations in Northern Virginia, metropolitan D.C., and Maryland that are working with low-income students in K-12 education who are focused on college access and completion or the visual and performing arts education. The grant awards are between $10,000 and $35,000,
mm-hmm.
and we're expecting many excellent proposals for this grant cycle and have a total of approximately $200,000 to award in this year.
That's big stuff. Now, for the parent or the teacher who may be hearing this for the first time, Harold Levy, and they're saying, gosh, that's great, but what if a student actually becomes a recipient for, say, the first year of a college degree program, but they don't qualify for the second year, and there's no funds, and they have to quit? My understanding is you've been facing that question. You have an answer to that. What do you tell that that adult who might be concerned about such a scenario?
Well, the scholarship program initially, if you become a member of the Young Scholars Program,
mm-hmm.
you're actually eligible for the entire period from your seventh grade all the way through senior year. And unless you really do something pretty exceptionally awful, we keep that student because we view this as our obligation to keep the student. Once we make the selection, the onus is on us. So we have all kinds of support. We have advisors. There are 18 advisors in our offices in Lansdowne who go and meet with these students, who are on the phone with them every 2 weeks. We support them in any way we can. So if the child needs, you know, wants to be a musician and doesn't have an instrument, we'll buy them that piano. And if the child doesn't have a computer, we'll get them that computer. Or even if they're studying a foreign language and have never been outside the country, we'll enable them to have a summer in a country that speaks that language. That's what we try and do, is provide the child who we've designated, who's given this scholarship, with the kind of benefits that a very wealthy parent, much like a Jack Kent Cook,
mm-hmm.
would have given that child if they'd had, if they'd won the parent lottery.
That's extraordinary indeed. Harold Levy, he is the executive director of the Jack Kent Cook Foundation. If you'd like info and there's a student in mind that you're thinking about here, you'd like to follow up, here's where you find them online. It's jkcf.org, jkcf.org. That would be the home's page, the web home for the Jack Kent Cook Foundation. Extraordinary generosity from a man who left quite a legacy. Harold Levy, thanks again. Great to talk to you. Happy New Year, sir. Thanks for what you do. And we wish you all the best with this endeavor. We look forward to talking again soon.
Thank you very much. And Happy New Year to you and your audience.
Appreciate that, sir. JKCF.org if you want more info. That is huge. 7:15 from 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.